Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We are not, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
We do, and this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Indeed. But please do remember, we are podcast hosts. We're not experts. We always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
Okay. And we need to hear from you is what I'm saying. So please send us a text, leave us a voicemail, 781-591-0390, or email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. Yes, hit us up on the James.
Hit us up on the Jeems, everyone, and visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. The password is serums. And you can sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. If you subscribe to our newsletter, you got a newsletter last week that was like chock full of some good info, including a Zoom that we're doing with our giving circle, info on Forever 35 merch, just like a lot happening over there on the newsletter. And don't forget that you can also shop our prods at shopmyshelf.us/Forever 35.
Whew. That's a doozy of an intro. We got
boy,
it all out
boy,
there, though.
Don't I know it?
We wow. Really, that's a lot of stuff.
Kate, we really did. We really did.
We did. You know, we put it all out there. Some people might ask us to save it to the end, but to you, I say, no. I'm going to set that boundary. We're going to read it all up front. Speaking of boundary
Kate,
story.
What's going on with you?
Well, you already know because you're like my text therapist. You know, listeners, our relationship IRL is very similar to our relationship IR pod. And I often get down and then text Dori. Wouldn't you say that's accurate? Would you say?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. I mean, let's be honest.
Let's be real. I have been feeling low in my self-esteem, and this is not new for me. I struggle at times with self-esteem and confidence, and then I struggle with like shame and embarrassment about it because, you know, if you ever deal with that stuff, you kind of, there's like a shame element, and it's also people are like, just, you know, do this thing and you'll be fine, and it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It should come as no surprise to anyone that I'm also a highly sensitive person. Which I've read that book. But I came here to ask for my fellow self-esteem strugglers. You know who you are. Do you have any book recommendations so that I can project love and care upon myself? Do I need to read more Brené Brown? Is that the answer? Is there some other book?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you about a book that was pretty life-changing for me.
Ooh, yes, please.
But I will caveat this by saying that I read it in college, I think.
Okay.
Like, I probably read it 25 years ago, and it was written in 1990, and so I don't know if, like, everything in the book kind of is, like, up to today's more, like, aware standards, if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
But I did find it very illuminating and very helpful. It's by a, I think he died recently, but by a professor where I went to college at Penn named Martin Seligman. He's a psychology professor, and he did a lot of work on like learned helplessness, but also on learned optimism. And he has a book called Learned Optimism, How to Change Your Mind and Your Life.
Ooh, and this was helpful to you?
I found it very helpful. Now, you know, I do just want to say, like, I understand that there are people have mental health challenges that are not going to be solved by a book or, you know, someone telling you to like change your mindset. But like, sometimes you can change your mindset. So I don't want to just like dismiss this kind of stuff totally out of hand, but I want to just caveat it by saying that like I don't think it's a one size fits all kind of situation. But I think for you, a book like this on balance, I think will be beneficial. So
I'm going to look this up at the library.
Let me just read you the little description. The father of positive psychology draws on more than 20 years of clinical research to show you how to overcome depression, boost your immune system, and make yourself happier. Offering many simple techniques anyone can practice, Dr. Seligman explains how to break an I give up habit, develop a more constructive explanatory style for interpreting your behavior, and experience the benefits of a more positive interior dialogue.
Interesting. Okay. That, especially that last part, I think could be especially helpful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Positive interior dialogue.
I think this whole idea of like the story we tell ourselves about ourselves can be like quite profound, and reframing that narrative, if you will, changing that story can be very powerful.
Well, and I've touched upon this a little bit in therapy, but I think a lot of it is healing inner children inside of us, right? Like healing traumas from or wounds from childhood that have imprinted on you and are still lingering decades later. This is one of like the most frustrating, I think, aspects of when I kind of hash things out in therapy. I'm like, God, really?
You know, it's so interesting because the other day my tennis teacher said, what were you like as a teenager?
Mm.
Just sort of randomly asked me that. And I was like, oh, I was like sullen and depressed. And he was like, you were? And he like could not fathom that. And Matt, my husband, had a similar reaction. And I was like, yeah, I had a really tough time like as an adolescent. And then, you know, sometime in college, I started going to therapy. I got on meds, like kind of figured my shit out a little bit more. And I was like, I don't feel sullen and depressed and angry now, but like that was a part of who I was. And that's like, you know, contributed to who I am now. But it's also like, I am not that person anymore. Like, it's a part of me, but that is not who I am anymore. And I think like this idea that we can acknowledge those parts of ourselves, like the child who struggled in school and, you know, felt mistreated by her teachers, like that is a part of you and has like influenced you, obviously, but that's not who you are now. Like, it's not.
But how do I know that? I appreciate that you know that. I, this is, I feel like going to be my life's work in terms of like...
Well, Kate.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you something that I feel like is a question that my former therapist might have asked me.
Okay. Before you do, can I just say that the most hysterical part about this very serious conversation is that our next segment is about oil stains. I just want to throw that out there. And that's why I love doing this podcast with you.
I mean, that's an important conversation.
Okay, so lay it on me.
So here's my question. What do you think you gain by holding on to this? And what is it about this narrative that feels comfortable to you? Because there is something about it that must feel comfortable to you.
I think anytime I hold on to these feelings of self, I think it is protection against the world.
Yes.
That's what I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
what do you feel you need to be protected from?
You know, how did this turn into therapy?
Oh, I'm enjoying this. Go on. Please answer.
What do I need to be protected from? That's a great question. I guess the only thing I could kind of point to is that I'm so afraid of disappointing people that already being disappointed, this might be it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that feeling of already kind of being disappointed alleviates the blow.
Yeah.
Possibly? That could possibly be it. Does that satisfy?
I think we're getting somewhere. No, I think we're getting somewhere.
Right.
I am not an expert on ADHD by any means, but you know, my husband has ADHD, and so I've tried to kind of learn as much as I can about it. And this like fear of letting people down and fear of rejection, from what I understand, is very pronounced in people who have ADHD. And so they develop a lot of self-protection mechanisms to, you know, to avoid these feelings, to avoid letting people down, to avoid bothering people, to avoid feeling rejection. I don't know the brain chemistry that like connects that to ADHD, but from what I have read and from what I understand, this is very common amongst people who have ADHD.
You know, I am at the tip of the iceberg in terms of learning about this part of myself, the neurodivergent part of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to shout out, there is a Forever 35 ADHD Facebook group that is just so helpful. It's like full of info. It's full of sharing, and it's been very helpful because it is weird to learn to connect the dots of oneself a little bit more as we get older. You know,
yes.
When you're like, oh, this connects. Well,
yes.
I'm sure there is some good ADHD book that I should read, number one. And I will check out this book that you recommended. One of my favorite people to follow online, Nedra Glover Tawab has a book called Set Boundaries, Find Peace, A Guide on Reclaiming Yourself. Maybe I'll get that. But you know what the number one book is in self-esteem, just looking on Ye Amazon, is Viola Davis's memoir, Finding Me.
Oh, well, look at that.
And I might bop on over to the Libro FM app and listen to the audiobook of that. I bet that's great. She must narrate it. I bet it's really good. So anyway, I don't know yet why that is in a bestseller in self-esteem, but I will definitely, I would love to read her book. Oh, anyway, thanks for armchair analyzing me, Dory.
I just wanted to recommend a book that Allie Ward recommends.
Please.
Which is Russell Barkley's Taking Charge of Adult ADHD. I've not read this myself, so I cannot speak to it, but she is like, this is the book. She interviewed him on Ologies.
We need to listen to this two-part episode.
Says the revised and updated second edition includes new or expanded discussions of mindfulness, emotional self-control, time management, building a successful career, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and more. An authoritative one-stop resource to help you take back your life from ADHD.
All right. Okay. Tap, tap, tap. I'm going to be ordering a bunch of books.
great. I'm excited. I'm excited to go on this journey with you because, you know, I will be on this journey with you, whether you like it or not.
Well, I've kind of forced you into the journey in a lot of ways.
I enjoy, Kate, I enjoy the journey.
You really are a rock.
It's fun because you let me be the armchair psychologist I was born to be.
I also love the idea of you being an arm care psychologist where you just give tips on caring for arms, because I do feel like you've done that a lot here on the show.
What a Freudian slip. Okay. Well, Kate, we should take a little break.
When we come back,
we have a big oil stain discussion to get to.
I love doing this podcast. All right, let's take a break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. So Dory, you know, we had had this whole conversation about oil stains and we received so many comments and texts, and then we forgot to do a follow-up discussion. And a listener actually like reached out somewhere and was like, when's the oil stain conversation happening? So thank you to you, listener, for, you know, kicking this off for us. So we're going to just kind of rock through some of these recs because it turns out there's some repeat recommendations.
All right.
Here's the first one. Here's one that we're sharing. Long time, first time listening to EP 274 about stains and had to offer two suggestions. First, filling a little spray bottle with palm olive or another grease fighter like Mr. Clean and spraying on the stain before washing might work. Second, most important, store your treatment products, palm olive spray if you're prone to oil mess, and then an all-purpose like Tide Rescue or OxyClean next to your hamper so you can spray when you take your dirty stained clothes off. The longer the treatments sit on the stain, the better. So you're helping yourself by just washing on your regular schedule. I heard this tip from former podcaster Ask a Clean Person, Julie Kerr, and had to share. Okay, this is such a great tip because I always leave the spray by the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
So putting it by the hamper where the fresh stains normally go is chef's kiss.
You know, I used to do this and then I stopped because I was like, oh, I needed to spray like Henry's stuff. And so it was just easier to have it by the laundry. Now I'm thinking maybe I get two and put one by Henry and one by me. Kate, I have to tell you, I was very proud of myself the other day because I went to put on this white dress that I have, this like summery white dress. And I was like, oh, there's like a bunch of stains on here. Like I just hadn't noticed. And I sprayed it. My stain remover of choice right now for just regular stains is OxyClean, the spray.
Okay. Okay.
As this person, you know, this person also shouted out the OxyClean spray. And I sprayed it and then I got some other white stuff, sprayed that, and then I put a little bit of bleach in to the washing machine. Like, I know you're not always supposed to bleach, but well, you know, a lot of stuff says don't bleach or non-chlorine bleach or whatever. And I was just like, I'm bleaching this stuff. You know what? Everything looked great.
You don't have to listen to those tags, you know? The tags aren't the boss of you, I think. And I think sometimes we get beholden to what the tags say.
Wait a second. Hold on. I think for the most part, I think we do need to be beholden to the tags.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to live on the edge a little bit. Sometimes you got to put something that says hand wash only in the washing machine.
Yes, but put it on delicate and put it in a lingerie bag.
I mean, I do one of those things.
Okay. All right.
You are right to read the tags. I'm laughing, Dory, because a few years ago, I bought a bunch of these Madewell tank tops and I didn't even read the tags. I just threw them in the wash and they all shrunk. They were made of like tinsel or something. Like it was the stupidest, most wasteful move. I wasted like $100 worth of tank tops. So everybody, Dory's right. Read the tags.
I do just want to note, however, that I think everything should be machine washable and able to put in the dryer. I really try not to buy dry clean only stuff anymore. or even hand wash only stuff anymore, because like, I just want my life to be easy when it comes to my laundry.
It's not realistic for most of us. Yeah, I'm with you.
It's not. Like, when, you know, back when I was like a working lady in an office, like a working boss lady in an office, I had a lot of like silk, pretty silk tops that all had to be dry cleaned. And I felt like I was constantly going to the dry cleaner. And it's, first of all, it's expensive. Second of all, it's a pain. You know, you gotta always go to the dry cleaner. And third of all, I don't have a third of all, but like, you know, I've moved away. I've moved away from that lifestyle, but I've also moved away from just like the dry clean only life in general for the most part.
Good for
like
you.
The bar, I'll say the bar is very high for a dry clean only piece of clothing.
Yeah. It's like committing to being in a monogamous relationship with somebody, like committing to dating. You're like, okay, I'm taking the next step in this relationship. Like, you're worth it. But most clothes aren't worth it.
Most clothes are not worth it. Exactly. Right.
Also, dry cleaning is so expensive.
Yes. Okay. And it's so bad for the environment.
I know. It's really not good.
All right, Kate, let's hear a voicemail.
Hey, Kate and Dory. I had to stop the pod this morning to give you my mom, who my brother and I called Dr. Laundry, share her advice with you about oil stains. So my mom is of the belief that Shout, like the spray laundry stain remover, is the best thing at removing stains. She's tried everything and comes back to Shout every time. And so recently, my husband bought a new pair of very expensive Lululemon pants, instantly spilled something on them and had an oil stain, washed and dried them before he noticed. So he was really upset that he spent this money and now they were ruined. But Dr. Laundry did a consult on these pants and her prescription was that we needed to saturate, that's the key, saturate the pants in Shout and let it sit overnight and then wash it and then let them air dry and then repeat the process until the stain lifted. It took two times for us to do it that it worked, but the stain absolutely lifted. So I hope you try it and it works for you. Bye.
I also like Shout.
I have a bottle of Shout, but I don't keep it by my hamper. See, that's the difference. Okay, here's another recipe from someone's mom. This listener writes, my mom has a secret sauce she makes that's equal parts Ivory liquid soap, Clorox 2 stain remover, and water. She puts it in a spray bottle and suggests putting a washcloth or a rag behind the stain, then spraying, and then using the nozzle to scrub the stain. Let me tell you, it does work. Apparently, she got it from a morning show back in the 90s.
Wow. Okay. Morning show. 90s morning show.
Yeah. You know.
There we go.
Bryant Gumbel, Regis, Katie Couric. Someone came up with this and
Jane
shared
Pauly.
It and we'll take it. Jane Pauly, my mom's favorite. Boy, she loved a Jane Pauly.
I love Jane Pauly.
I mean, still on CBS Sunday morning, so.
That's true.
All right, let's read some excerpts from Dawn, because this is the Dawn territory.
Okay. OMG, you guys, the oil stains. This happens to me constantly because I cook every day without an apron. And I have two small children who like to use me as a napkin. I'm also a bit of a laundry stain expert. Not to toot my own horn, but I'm the person that friends and family members text when they have a laundry question. So here's the solution. Blue Dawn dish soap. Put the Dawn directly on an oil stain. Rub it into the fabric with your fingernails. Sorry, Kate. Or a toothbrush to really get into the fibers, then wash as normal. I've saved so many t-shirts and sweatshirts this way. If some of the stain still lingers, you can repeat the process. It even works if you have already washed and dried your clothes. Bonus tip. A 50-50 mixture of Blue Dawn and peroxide is the best multi-purpose stain remover. I mix up a big batch and then pour it into small reusable spray bottles. I keep one bottle in the laundry room and one inside my kids' hamper so that when I'm picking up their dirty clothes, I can treat the stains immediately and then just dump everything to the washing machine when it's time to do laundry. I recently started using Dawn Power Wash. This is me, Dory. We're done with this email text. Thanks to you, Kate. You were the first person who told me about Dawn Power Wash. and I love it. And I also use it on stains sometimes. So I just spray it on.
That's really smart. Okay. Okay.
It's good. It really does work. And, you know, it's formulated to cut through grease. So it makes sense that it would be, you know, effective on grease and oil stains on clothing.
I mean, I love Dawn. I love Dawn. I don't know if I'm loyal to many products the way I'm loyal to Dawn dish soap, but I love it. And this only validated me more. Like the amount of listeners who wrote in saying that specifically Dawn dish soap is the stain remover of choice. Like this one person just wrote, "You need to soak the stain in Blue Dawn. It has to be blue and it has to be Dawn."
See,
just pour it straight from the bottle. Let it sit for a few hours.
I disagree. But I disagree with this. I don't think it has to be Blue Dawn. I think the Dawn Power Wash has really worked for me. And I get the
now,
free
is yours
and clear.
Not blue? Oh, I
no,
get
I get
blue.
The free and clear.
I love some.
I don't like, you know, I don't like scents.
That's true. You don't like scents. You know, and I'm like, you know, give me all the toxic smells.
You know how I am about scents. Yeah. So, Dawn.
I'm going to try this because I stain everything. And my second question, which we've talked about on the podcast, but I actually forget what the answer is how do I get the BO smell out of workout clothes that I've already washed? This is a very specific laundress question, but I must know. Maybe it's, I was going to put the Dawn in the pits.
I actually have a thought. I have not tried this, but I have a thought. You could try laundry stripping them.
Is that where you soak it in like OxyClean?
It's like OxyClean and like borax. Like it's like, there's okay, there's
it's
all
some potion.
Kinds of it's some potion and laundry like TikTok and laundry the laundry internet is all about the laundry stripping.
Okay.
But I've not ever tried it myself, so I cannot speak to this specifically, but that is what comes to mind as something that might work.
Thank you. That's great.
My
That's
other
a hot
thought.
Tip. I appreciate that. Yes.
Okay. One more thought. Are you washing your workout clothes right after you're done, or are you sitting in them for a while and then putting them in laundry?
It's a mix of both. It's a mix of both.
Because I wonder if you, I'm just riffing here. I'm just like, I'm ad-libbing. You finish your workout, you take off your workout clothes, you spray the underarms immediately with Shout, Oxy, I don't know. And then, so it's kind of like absorbing, and then you wash whenever you wash. Maybe try that.
Okay. I also know
but
we're
also
not
laundry
supposed
stripping.
To constantly... And we're not supposed to be washing our workout clothes a ton. So,
okay. That I think is just like unrealistic because I'm sorry. My workout clothes get so sweaty and stinky that like,
yeah,
I'm not wearing these again. It's not good. I also don't think it's good for the clothes to like have bacteria fomenting on them.
I know.
Now, the one thing that I will say that I used to do that I don't do anymore because again, lazy, it's probably best for you not to put them in the dryer at the very least.
I try not to do that. That's a good point because the dryer is sealing in the smells, correct?
And degrading the fabric.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, I try. I will like try to remember to take my like sports bras out of the dryer and hang them up. But like it doesn't, I mean, I'm just being real here. It doesn't always happen.
I mean, I just encouraged everybody not to follow the tags on their clothes with what the tags
say.
You
did do that. Yeah, you
did. It's chaos over here. All right. We need to take a break. But when we come back, switching gears again before we sign off.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great, manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Oh. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Kate, we're back. Yes. Here is a text. Dear Kat and Dor, first of all, I want to say that I love your podcast. I've been listening to it since I started college and I've found it to be very grounding and helpful in shaping my mindset as I've gotten older. I'm listening to the episode from July 13th and had to pause the pod to talk about feeling sexy. This response might be a little late, but I wanted to text you. I've gained some weight in the past year. I feel very uncomfortable in a body that I've historically felt comfortable in, which has been very hard for me, and I don't really feel cute or sexy these days. I've been thinking about how I can make myself feel sexy. I like feeling sexy, and I want to do things that make me feel that way. During the self-reflection, I was thinking about what I find sexy in my partner. I find him physically attractive, but that's not the only thing that I think is sexy about him. In fact, I oftentimes find other qualities that he has sexier than his physical body. Things like emotional intelligence, humor, and gentle approach to all things come to mind. I'm doing somewhat of a self-experiment to see if I can find other things that I find sexy about myself other than my body. I'm still trying to notice these things, and it can be quite difficult, but I wanted to share a few things that I've found. Being active outside, specifically hiking, a person getting out in nature, SPF'd up because they care about their skin, full camelback because they want to stay hydrated, being grateful that her body is able to do hard things. Sexy. Blocking out an hour or two to really indulge in some self-care, a good shower, a full skincare routine, clean PJs and bed sheets, feeling clean and taken care of. Sexy. Anyways, I still think it's nice to feel physically sexy, but maybe it shouldn't be the only thing I find sexy about myself. I don't want the only thing that I find sexy in my partner to be their physical appearance, so why should I do that to myself? Anyways, thank you for all the work you do. This pod is a highlight of media I consume, and I truly love listening.
Yes.
Yes.
I appreciate this so much. I needed to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
This person is so right. We are like so culturally taught to ingrain sexiness with just our appearance and our bodies.
Yes. What a way to sort of like gas yourself up. I love this.
Me too. I'm just going to frame this one and keep it whenever I'm feeling.
I know.
Like I need this reminder.
Well, and I also just want to, you know, give a little shout out / sneak preview to the episode that we're airing on Wednesday with Kristen Meinzer and Jolenta Greenberg.
Oh boy. We talk about sexiness. In yourself and your partner. Buckle up.
Yes.
Well,
yes, Kate.
We're going to wrap things up with a skincare voicemail. A listener traveled to Greece. We may have some listeners in Greece, but this listener is not Greek, but they went there and they found some skincare prods that they wanted to recommend.
Hey, Kat and Dora, this is Sasha calling from Boston. So I followed your advice and I just recently went to Greece and I remember you talking about how you would go to the French pharmacy when in France to buy all kinds of wonderful products. So I did the same thing in Greece. And let me tell you, the Coris products are outstanding. I got a 400 milliliter bottle of hand wash for $7 over there. And I just put it in my carry-on luggage. It smells outstanding. Also, I got a brand called Apivita. I really wanted to buy Greek and support their economy. And I also got some hand wash from them, and it's mild hand wash with grapefruit and propolis. In addition, I had gotten the Coris body smoothing milk and their renewing body cleanser, both in their jasmine and like their clean cotton scent, which are not available in the U.S. usually. I think they only do skincare for Coris here that you would buy in Sephora. I also stumbled on some other wonderful things from Apivita, a refreshing fig shower gel with essential oils, mountain tonic tea, as well as an Apivita cleansing foam because I'm a double cleanser. I also went to Santo Wines and we discovered, because I went with my girlfriends, discovered this Volcano Cosmetic Serum Oil for hair and body with organic argan, grapeseed, and carrot oil. And it is outstanding. It was about 30 euros and for about, maybe like 50 mils. I don't know. It's actually a good size. Oh, sorry. It's 100 mils. Another thing that I gotten from the French pharmacy was something called Presiderm Hyaluronic Acid Velvet Concentrate. And you just put a sip on your forehead, on either one of your cheeks, and on your chin. This is how they told me to do it in the pharmacy. And you use this as a serum. And they said in like 2 weeks, you see an amazing change. One last thing I had gotten was Apivita Moisturizing Hair Mask with Hyaluronic Acid and Aloe. I can't wait to wash my hair and do a hair mask because it's going to be outstanding. But I thought that you should know that if anyone's going to Greece this summer, please make sure you go by a pharmacy and get some products because they are reasonably priced and are amazing. And the service is excellent. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Guess it's time to go to Greece.
Yep. All right. See you later.
Bye, everybody. We're off to Greece. I wish. I have been to Greece. It's a beautiful country.
I have never been to Greece. It is where my parents went on their honeymoon.
Ooh,
fun
romantic.
Fact. I think I talked about this a lot on the Ulta episode that we did. But Coris makes an amazing Greek yogurt gel moisturizer that I'm obsessed with. I love it. This is kind of making me want to go buy another container of it, another jar of it.
Well, they have Greek yogurt wide awake eye gel that I really love. That's like a roller eye gel with caffeine to kind of get rid of, you know, puffiness. And it's really great. Whoops. My dog just came in to share the news.
Oh, all right. Kate, this was a pleasure.
Wow. Yeah.
I look forward to our next, therapy session. And we'll talk soon.
Oh, like, you know, therapy followed by discussions of laundry and Dove dish soap is really, I feel like our, you know, what we bring to the table in the podcasting
totally.
Space.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening.
All right. Bye.